satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones a direct threat. Russia's defense ministry saying just now it did not target Poland. Emergency personnel in Qatar continue digging through the rubble of an Israeli attack on Hamas's political leaders in Doha, a move that has drawn widespread condemnation from several countries. Fed Governor Lisa Cook remains on the job despite President Trump's attempts to fire her.
The judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The judge says Cook can keep doing her job as her lawsuit plays out in court, adding Trump has not given a legally permissible cause for her removal.
ABC's Perry Russum. An excerpt of Kamala Harris's new book, just published by The Atlantic, says in retrospect she thinks she should have fought harder to let President Biden make the decision on running for re-election. This is ABC News. An urgent manhunt is underway in Queens, New York, following the murder of an elderly couple in their 70s whose home was set on fire allegedly by the suspect.
The nicest neighbors you could ever ask for.
Surveillance video showing the suspect in the neighborhood Monday after going door to door, police say, asking to charge his phone.
Very chilling. It's scary.
Once inside, police say the suspect terrorized the couple for 5 hours, stabbing 76-year-old Frank Olton, tying him to a pole in the basement with a bungee cord and setting him on fire. The body of Olton's 77-year-old wife, Maureen, found severely burned in a separate part of the house.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Bond set at $1 million for the Houston man charged with killing an 11-year-old boy who rang his doorbell, then ran off, filming the whole time for a TikTok video. Apple unveiling its newest iPhones, but at old prices. The company holding prices on its new devices steady despite higher tariffs. The base model of the new iPhone 17 starts at $800. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There are extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff, after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. That gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. The school leaders say weapons on campus lead to automatic suspension and possible expulsion. If you have information that can help with the investigation, call Green Bay Police or leave a tip with Crime Stoppers. Some City of Green Bay workers are taking their lunch breaks outside on Tuesdays this month, not just for some fresh air, but to take a walk with the community as part of a national push to get people more active. The goal is to spread awareness about reducing the risk of heart disease. The Heart Health Walks will continue for the next two Tuesdays and on World Heart Day on Monday the 29th. Just meet at City Hall at noon. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in Wisconsin and across the country. Most cardiac events are preventable. Just 30 minutes of activity a day, like a walk on a beautiful fall day like today, can make a difference. The Packers-Lions mashup on Sunday was the most watched Week 1 game in over 2.5 decades, according to CBS Sports. The matchup drew nearly 24 million viewers on Sunday. The Pack squares off with the Washington Commanders tomorrow night in primetime. It's their winter warning game where they'll be all decked out in white uniforms and asking fans to be part of the whiteout, too. And the Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for the Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. In Green Bay and across Wisconsin, you could be waiting years to get a defense attorney if you're charged with a crime. A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch highlights the story of one Green Bay resident who's been waiting more than 2 years for a public defender. At her last hearing, the court said it had tried more than 10,000 times to find her an attorney for her 2023 drug possession case. As of the start of August, the state court system reported a backlog of more than 12,500 felony cases. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched week one game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more. You got get to him.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football, the Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball, the Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night, 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormas. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 59 degrees already, 8:09, the timeless commercial of the day, coming up in a matter of minutes, WGBW.
Just to fall in love. C in rap is silent. WGBW.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW from the Civic Media Studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, across the street from Schreiber, right near the city deck. Well, that gives you a pretty good clue where we are. Coming up in a couple of minutes, the Timeless Commercial. We are the station for local news and timeless hits. I'm going to throw in a timeless commercial. This commercial is almost as long as some of our songs. It goes way back, and you will know this commercial. It's on the way. About 2 minutes. Keep it here on WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love learning that. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time? Wow. Okay, Dan Marcus here at 816, rounded up to 817, 59 degrees at 97.9 WGBW. We play Timeless Hits. And here is a timeless commercial from, oh man, this one is back in the day.
USA in your Chevrolet.
That's Dinosaur.
America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east. Traveling
this
west,
is like a minute and a half long.
Go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
You believe this?
With fields of golden wheat fast in review.
Pretty cool.
Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Wow. Getting Dinah Shore to sing that song is kind of like the equivalent of getting Adele to sing a Taco Bell commercial today, you know? It's, wow, pretty amazing that she did that. And I read somewhere a long time ago, and I have no reason to doubt this, that the person who wrote that jingle was paid a flat $75 for the jingle. And by flat, I mean that's it. No royalties. And that is one of the most famous jingles of all campaigns ever. So there you go. The timeless commercial for today from 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. To cry,
It's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Glen Campbell, pretty much his theme song from his TV show, Gentle on My Mind. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Fellman steps in with news headlines just a matter of minutes after the Capitol's Cool Jerk, WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Preble High School students will be sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student arrest, and police also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring 8 alumni with a new Hall of Fame. School Superintendent Vicki Baer calls the project long overdue. To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to six NFL championships, and pioneer the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastalier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current director of global space operations at the U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association. Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive, and director of the Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month on October 11th. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormas. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. It's 58 at our studios.
Cab driver suggested that title to Paul McCartney. Paul took a cab out to John's house, and he asked the cab driver, working hard? And the cab driver says, oh yeah, working 8 days a week. And the song wrote itself.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Take a lot.
You don't.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. And good morning, Dan Marcus. 59 degrees right now, 840 and a half. That half is important to somebody. Now, a reminder that with Thursday Night Football tomorrow and the Packers playing, every time I want to say the Commodores, it's the Commanders. Okay, got to get used to that. Dan, you're a pro. Get it right. But the Commanders are in town, and tomorrow is what the Packers are calling the winter warning game. Now, the weather is going to be very not winter. It's going to be partly cloudy, partly sunny, with a high of 73 for Thursday. So hardly winter weather, but this is the winter warning game. So you're asked to wear white to the game. If you're going to the game, wear white. Now, you can wear white if you can to work tomorrow. If you've got a white, I've got a white coach's shirt from 20 years ago. I'll wear that. As a matter of fact, I wear that about every other day anyway. But yeah, wear white tomorrow to work and to the game. Just kind of a heads up there. Coming up in 1 minute, a final note about Mark Volman and how he and Howard Kalin joined the Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa and why. Howard tells the story in 1 minute on WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Saluting the Turtles this morning out of respect for the passing of Mark Volman, half of the Turtles. He was the Flo in Flo and Eddie. Now, it's kind of complicated, but I'll make it as simple as I can. The Turtles, when they stopped having hits, they quit. They broke up. They went their separate ways except for Mark and Howard. They stayed together. But there was a flurry of lawsuits from agents and record companies and everything, to the point where Mark and Howard could not go out as a duo performing. They certainly couldn't perform Turtles songs. They weren't allowed by the lawsuit. They couldn't even use their real names. So they started calling themselves Flo and Eddie. And, well, they ended up joining Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. You go from the Turtles to the Mothers of Invention. That's a pretty big leap, but Howard Kalin kind of explained how that happened.
We joined the Mothers of Invention, which was a wonderful place to be coming out of all the AM exposure of the Turtles. With FM just coming in now in 1970, the Turtles could see that their reign on the top of the charts was rather limited. We were not an FM crossover group. We didn't sell albums. The Mothers, on the other hand, were the most FM group in the universe. And to come from one into the other was such an astounding change. In honesty, there wasn't really that much difference. We were playing the same venues, the same kids, the same promoters, the same cold cut platters, the same hotels. We did manage to work Happy Together into the act. Frank thought it was very important that we were in the band to bridge for him a link into the pop music world, because he had never been able to do that. Now we could do all this pop star and groupie stuff, which in the back of his mind, Frank was envisioning as 200 Motels, the movie.
The movie, which came out shortly after that, and an interesting movie it is. And that's a quick look at the Turtles this morning to honor Mark Volman. Here's one of their later hits on WGBW.
Morning, morning glory, if you'd like to know where
was I last night? Well, I saw a girl with a ball in her eye, and she's so out of sight. She's my girl, and that's where I was last night, off in a dream. She's my just come back to tell you there's a little bit of heaven underneath the apple tree. Every time I see you with that smile upon your face, there's a little bit there for me. And she's my girl, and that's where I was last night. Went for a ride. That's where I was last night. My girl, I took her away last night. My girl, that's where I was last night. That's where I, my girl, I took her away last night. In the sky. My girl, that's where I was.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Enjoy your Wednesday. See you at the Farmer's Market on Broadway. Laura McKenna is next. Enjoy that.
Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Baby. stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knee, and I pretended to pray. You know the preacher liked the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Whoa! Can't you see that she's mine? We've been together for a long, long time. And yet they're trying so very hard to pull us apart.